Over. Over. Over the veil. Over and
with
under.
With note.
E flat.
So what's my first note?
B flat.
Mm, I sure know. Oh, good. That's what I was thinking in my head.
Okay. Over the ground lies a mantle of white, a heaven of diamond shines down through the night. Two hearts are thrilling in spite of the chilling, the weather. Love knows no season and love knows no clime. Romance can blossom most any old time. Here in the open, we're walking and hoping together.
Just we two.
Are you listening? In the lane, so it's glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. On a way is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman.
And we'll pretend
that he is Parson Brown. Hey Parson, he'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream. By the fire to face an affray, the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland, walking in a winter wonderland.
Get a D, Vic. So, don't push so hard.
Okay, well, in the original, you were always saying,
well, that's because you were barely there. Okay.
Well, because I was listening to see if it was going to work.
Right. Now, turn on more listening.
Okay.
And, you know, in a quartet, the lead should be predominant.
Okay.
So, we got to let him, you know, stick out. But don't feel like you're pushing too hard.
Okay.
Because that's kind of what it's sounding like at times.
Okay.
Other than that, we have to listen to each other and make sure we're, you know, we're trying to stay in the chord.
Blending, yes.
Yeah. I know it's been said in the chorus, if you can hear yourself, you're too loud, but in a quartet, you're going
to
hear yourself.
You have to hear yourself.
Yeah.
And you have to listen to each other more than what you do when you're in the chorus.
So another thing, far be it me to be the presentation expert, because I suck at presentation, but I think when Barry's talking about presentation, he's not saying, oh, let's just do what the chorus does.
Yeah.
Okay. The presentation is more about facial expressions, acting like you're interested in the song, that you're projecting forward, not that you're doing this, okay?
Yeah. Right.
And that you're using your hands more. That's that's something you're not used to in a chorus, but you've got to do more in a quartet. You've got to be involved.
Yeah.
All right. But I'm less concerned about that and more concerned that we get the blend right, because if the singing sucks, then presentation.
I agree. In a positive note, I have to say, this was purely by coincidence, I feel that, and I wasn't sure how it was going to turn out, that the most important thing in a quartet most often is the lead bass match.
Oh, it is. It is.
And I feel that he and I have a good match, lead bass.
No, so it's always, if you hear any quartet in a contest, always hear the melody in the lead. The bass is the biggest reinforcement, and the tenor and the barry are just kind of
they're filled. Okay? Yeah.
So I mean, I'm backing way up because I don't want to overwhelm you guys. All right. But it's up to the bass lead. So in order to achieve a blend, it's first got to be the bass lead. And okay. And if you guys aren't, you know, if you guys aren't matching pitch, then we have no chance because totally we got agree. Nothing to match.
Totally
against.
Agree. I think we're doing pretty good, but we could probably do a little better by listening to each other. Mm-hmm. I think and.
Okay.
Maybe try and blend, like you said, blend a little better. So
I would say relax more, take it easy. That's kind of what I was just doing now. I wasn't thinking that hard about it because I know the song backwards and forwards, so I'm not too worried about that. I'm just trying to listen and make sure I'm trying to stay in the chord and nothing's jumping out and making me go, oh, that wasn't right, nothing like that. At the end of the tag, take it easy there. We jump that a little bit.
Right.
Okay, so he posts... Then we come in. You know, okay. So we give a little bit of a pause there.
Okay.
What do you think, Vic?
I've never sung in a quartet before.
Same here.
First time for everything. And I think... I've sung in a few... My first quartet was in 1972, I think it was. I sang with Ernie Kopp. And we went out and sang two songs, and we kept practicing. And the contest was down in Belleville,
mm-hmm.
Illinois. And Ernie kept saying, I just don't want to come in last. And we didn't. There were like 30 quartets, and we came in like 27th or 28th or something.
Let me tell you
it wasn't last.
Let me tell you my quartetting story. I've actually been here twice.
Hello?
Hey, Barry.
Hello.
Hey.
I don't hear any singing.
No, we just ran through.
We did our first run through.
So. Oh. We're going to get
it. We're using the analysis of it now.
who's the analyzer? Gee, I wonder.
All of us.
Not me.
See the car outside?
Huh?
You see the car outside?
I did see the car outside. Yeah. I've got two things to go into it.
Yeah.
Because I think you'll take those. I'll take the trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. All right.
We'll invite you when we think we're ready here. Well, I mean,
go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean, we'd like you to hear it, but
not quite yet.
We need to be more ready. I think that's better put. You know.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
So.
Yeah. So I was saying, I've competed twice. First time we did come in last, and it wasn't even close. We were terrible, and it was we were totally inexperienced. Didn't know what we were doing. We even screwed the interp up on one song completely, and it was so bad. That the judges spent an extra 45 minutes with us in the NRs afterwards to help us out. So there was a lot of lessons there. The second time I competed in a quartet, we did a lot better. We actually made the cut and ended up placing eighth in the contest, which was really nice. And the only reason it was probably eighth was because I kind of told half that quartet was also in the original quartet. And I said, you know, gotta get the singing down. If we don't have the singing, none of the rest of it matters. So we focused on the singing and we nailed the singing. Presentation was zero, so that's why it was an eight. But point is, been there twice, and we really need to make sure we have a good blend. It takes time, so listen.
Come on.
And tune, and stop it.
You're right.
Okay.
Mach sie schnell. Right,
let's do this. Right. Mach schnell.
E flat. All right.
Over the ground lies a mantle of wine.
Start that again. Let's go together. Ready? Blow the pitch.
Over the ground lies a mantle of white, a heaven of diamond shines down through the night. Two hearts are thrilling in spite of the chilling, the weather. Love knows no season and love knows no clime. Romance can blossom most any old time. Here in the open, we're walking and hoping together.
Yes, we two alone. Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
Oh.
sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. Hey, Parson, he'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town later on. We'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face an affray, the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland.
You're right, we should have paused before the end of that.
Yeah, that last chord, I mean, we were there, it was in key, but that last chord was...
Didn't gel.
Yeah.
I think actually, you were a little sharp, or the rest of us were flat, I wasn't sure which, but...
Take it from... face, I'm afraid, the plans that we made, that last line there.
Actually, let's try something. We obviously all know the song. We all know the four-part chord sequence we do during warm-ups. Now I've got a mental block against it. It leads you with do 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 do.
Yeah, right.
And then
okay.
Do 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 is the baritone, and what's the bass? You remember that?
Oh, do 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 do.
Do you remember the tenor, Vic?
Do 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 do.
That's the lead.
I'm sorry.
No.
You end up at three. Okay.
Just do it, and I will.
I think
I think that's
yeah,
it.
Okay.
It doesn't definitely.
Okay, let's just try that
on.
B flat.
B flat.
Do, 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 do.
Again.
Do.
Okay, now what's the last syllable in the song? And. Yeah, right? Walking in a winter wonderland.
Land, yeah.
Let's try land that way.
Okay.
Land.
See, we have different tone colors there. Were you hearing that difference?
I think it could be vowel shaping here. How do you say land?
I think you got to cover it a little more.
Land. Walking in a winter wonderland.
I'm doing more than
yeah,
A.
It should be land.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, let's try it again. Pitch.
I think it's because, like I said, it's partially because of the vowel, what we're doing for a vowel for that. Get rid of this damn thing here, the settings. Vibrate, thank you. Let's just try the ending of this song. Walking in a winter wonderland.
It's in D at that point.
Walking, can you take it from there?
I can't, and looking at it won't help me.
But it will help me, and I think if I get it, you can get it. The chord sequence doesn't start with the tonic, it starts with something else, and that's why I'm not hearing it.
And that's gibberish to me.
I know.
It's okay.
He's got the theory, I just listen.
Music, Happy Church Holiday. Okay. is.
You take it from there?
Hang on, I'm just about there.
Yes.
Yeah, I see why. That's actually a bad place to start.
Which she said might be better?
Right after the key change?
That is the key change. Okay, right, so hit it D. All right.
Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire.
I'm off, aren't I?
Dream.
Hit the D.
Later on, we'll conspire. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face and upraise the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland, walking in a winter wonderland.
I think, and that what you had said before is that pause before we all wonderland is what we have to
you
do.
You need the pause.
Let's try that again.
You need the pause so you can post it properly, and then we can match it.
Yeah, let's try that again, just to.
Again.
I want to. Can I just cheat and stand next to him for a second?
That's fine.
Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face and affraise the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland, walking in a winter wonderland.
Post again, and I just want to hear the bass.
Okay.
Your octaves, you got to match exactly. That last time I don't think there was a match.
I'm still screwing up that end part too. I just
I was suspecting it because I was moving back and forth and I wasn't finding the spot, which generally means you two aren't agreeing.
Yeah. let's do the whole song one more time, just for the heck of it.
Sure.
E flat, right?
E flat.
E flat.
Over the ground lies a mantle of white, a heaven of diamonds shines down through the night. Two hearts are thrilling in spite of the chilling. The weather, chilly weather. Love knows no season and love knows no clime. Romance can blossom most any old time. Here in the open, we're walking and hoping together. Ring-a-ling, are you listening? In the lane, so is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Gone
away is the bluebird. Sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, and we'll pretend that he is Parson Brown. Hey, Parson, he'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, will conspire as we dream by the fire to face and appraise the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland, walking in a winter wonderland.
Hit the D at the end.
Yeah,
good.
We did. That was good. All right. I like the sound that we make together. I think we have a good sound.
Well, the recording will tell.
Yes.
And I know what I have to do is stop the vibrato. Because I'm hitting way too much vibrato, and because that's just how I was trained to sing. And I just, like, I just come to an end and instinctively go to vibrato, and you guys don't. There's nothing wrong with that. But if we're all
if everybody else is doing it, it's okay. But
right,
if you're the
only one doing it, then
right.
I'm the one that's off.
Yep.